أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله عالم غيب السماوات والأرض إنه عليم بذات الصدور. In the previous ayats, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala discussed His Qudrat, His Tawheed, Akhirat, etc. In this ayat, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala discusses His knowledge, that He has knowledge of everything, and His Hilm, that is His tolerance. In the beginning is the knowledge of Allah, and at the end is the Hilm, the tolerance of Allah ta'ala. Hilm, Allah ta'ala, is Al-Halim. Al-Halim, الذي لا يعذب مع قدرته. One meaning of Halim, that Allah does not punish, though He can punish. Another is, الذي لا يستعجل بالعقوبة. That Allah is that tolerant being who does not hurry in punishing. He gives a person ample time to make tawbah, to correct himself. Like a glass, you fill it, the water does not spill over. But when the whole glass is full, then it spills over. If a person does not make tawbah, lessen the water, and he keeps on committing guna, and the water spills over, that is there when Allah Ta'ala takes a person to task. And the third meaning, الَّذِي لَا يُعَذِّبُ فَوْقَ مَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَيْهِ, that Allah Ta'ala does not punish a person more, though Allah can punish him more. How much Allah has punished him? Allah can punish him even more than that. But Allah is Halim. He does not punish more than that. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَالِمُ غَيْبِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah تحقیق جاننے والا ہے آسمانوں کا اور زمین کا. Allah alone is the knower of everything in the heavens and the earth. Whatever there is in the skies, whatever there is in the earth, the mountains, the seas, the depths of the seas, the mountains, caves, jungles, everything, every leaf, every drop of water, Allah has full knowledge of it and all the time. Allah does not have to open files. Allah does not have to press buttons to get this knowledge, to check up this file, what's happening here. Everything is in the knowledge of Allah all the time. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. اس کو خوب معلوم ہے جو بات ہے دلوں میں. And not only that, whatever is in the hearts, Allah تبارک و تعالی is fully aware of that also. What's in the heavens and the earth, the jungles and the mountains, the seas and the depths of the seas, and in the crevices of the hearts of people, whatever a person thinks, whatever there is, Allah تعالی knows all that. وَالَّذِي جَعَلَكُمْ خَلَائِفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. وَهِي هَي جِسْنِ كِيَا تُمْ كُو قَائِمْ مَقَامْ زَمِينَ مَي. It is only Allah who has made you His vicegerent, His deputy on this earth, in order to fulfill the commandments of Allah and to enforce the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. But sadly, how many people forget enforcing the commands of Allah, which is the work of the deputy? They themselves do not maintain the laws of Allah. So Allah says, فَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَعَلَيْهِ كُفْرُهُ. پھر جو کوئی ناشکری کرے تو اس پر پڑے. A person who disobeys Allah, who is unthankful, he himself suffers the consequences. It does not harm Allah Ta'ala at all. If the whole world, every person disbelieves in Allah, it does not bring the grandeur, the stature, the honor of Allah down in the least. But and if the whole world worships Allah, it does not increase Allah Ta'ala's honor in any way. Allah is as great as He is on His own. وَلَا يَزِيدُ الْكَافِرِينَ كُفْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَّا مَقْتَى. اس کی ناشکری اور منکروں کو نہ بڑھے گا ان کے انکار سے ان کے رب کے آگے مگر بیزاری. And this non-believers, their disbelief does not increase them anything by Allah Ta'ala, but more distance from Allah. How much they disbelieve, how much a person does not see to maintain the law of Allah, he himself gets distance from Allah, from the favors of Allah, the kindness, the mercy of Allah. So much a person all the time gets distance from there and is deprived of the favors of Allah. وَلَا يَزِيدُ الْكَافِرِينَ كُفْرُهُمْ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. اور منکروں کو نہ بڑھے گا ان کے انکار سے مگر نقصان. And this disbelief and the disobedience of Allah, it does not increase the kuffar in anything but in harm. They are being harmed all the time. They are suffering losses in this world also. And the greatest loss they will suffer will be in the year after. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ شُرَكَاؤُكُمُ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ تو کہ بلا دیکھو تو اپنے شریک کو جن کو پکارتے ہو اللہ کے سوا. Allah Ta'ala says and addresses the non-believers, ponder for a while, meditate, think, these idols of yours which you are calling besides Allah, whether they were the idols of the idols which are carved out and made, whether they are idols of our nafs and we think we can do and we are doing, or the idols of modern technology, that modern technology does everything, what and what doesn't it do? And a person thinks these things do everything, and we don't need Allah, na'uzu billah. Allah addresses them and makes the point clear that they are totally useless, they are no gods, they have no power within them. Aruni mada khalaqu min al-ard, am lahum shirkun fi samawat. Dikhao to mujhko, kya banaya unhone zameen mein, ya kuch unka saaja hai aasmanon mein. Aruni mada khalaqu min al-ard, am lahum shirkun fi samawat. Yes, show me what have they created on the earth, what have they made, nothing. هذا خلق الله فاروني ماذا خلق الذين من دوني. This is all Allah's creation. Show me what has anyone done besides Allah Ta'ala. Have they got any partners in the heavens? Have they made anything in the heavens? Is there any partner of Allah in the heavens? نعوذ بالله. There are no partners of Allah. أم آتيناهم كتابا فهم على بينة من. دی ہے ان کو کوئی کتاب سو یہ سنت رکھتے ہیں اس کی. Or has there been given any revelation from Allah in which Allah said that they are partners of Allah? Of course, very clearly, there is nothing like that. So there is no ways, no proof, and reality is that there is no partner of Allah. بَلْ إِنْ يَعِدُ الظَّالِمُونَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا إِلَّا غُرُورًا. کوئی نہیں, پر جو وہ بتاتے ہیں گنہگار ایک دوسرے کو سب فریب ہے. There is absolutely nothing like this. Allah is one alone. There is nobody like him. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. He is the one. He is the one and only. But these wrongdoers, non-believers, just make themselves happy and promise one another and tell one another, just let us carry on. This is how we must do. And this is nothing but deception. Just supporting one another, making support groups, etc., and not realizing the truth. And the support groups also are there just to disobey Allah and to go against Allah Ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ أَن تَزُولَ. تحقیق اللہ تھام رہا ہے آسمان کو اور زمین کو کہ تل نہ جاوے. Undoubtedly it is Allah alone who is controlling and keeping in control the heavens and the earth that they don't fall apart. It is narrated, Allah had given Musa alayhi salatu wasalam two glasses and then told Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to keep Musa alayhi salam awake so that he does not sleep. He stayed awake for 3 days and three nights. Then sleep overpowered him and the glasses fell and broke. Then Allah Ta'ala said, O Musa, if, which is impossible, I have to fall asleep, the heavens and the earth will fall apart and break as those two glasses have broken. So Allah is continuously, Allah is that great being that no sleep, no tiredness, no sleepiness overtakes Allah Ta'ala. Allah is in full control and fully conscious of each and everything of His all the time. وَلَيْنْ زَالَتَا إِنْ أَمْسَكُهُمَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنْ بَعْدِ. اور اگر تل جاوے تو کوئی نہ تھام سکے ان کو اس کے سوا. And when Allah Ta'ala will give up the control of this, that is when Qiyamah will come and destruction will come, then there is nobody whatsoever besides Allah who can control and maintain and keep in order the heavens and the earth. It is only one Allah who is controlling everything. إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا غَفُورًا. وَهِ تَحَمُّلْ وَالَى بَخَشْتَ. And Allah is that being who is Haleem. As explained in the beginning, in spite of all this knowledge of Allah, Allah is that Haleem, that being, tolerant being, that الَّذِي لَا يُعَذِّبُ مَعَ قُدْرَتِهِ. So much Allah overlooks and forgives, and Allah does not punish. الَّذِي الذي لا يستعجل بالعقوبة. He who does not hurry in order to punish, but gives a lot of respite and time for a person to make tawbah and correct his life. الذي لا يعذب فوق ما يعذب مع قدرته. He who does not punish more than what he has punished, though he has the power to punish even more. So merciful is Allah, so tolerant, and so much is the hilm of Allah. Ghafura, oft forgiving, most forgiving. The minute a person turns to Allah and asks for forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala immediately forgives that person. Allah Ta'ala, yeah, in this world, how many of us say, I will never forgive you, but Allah never. The minute a person asks sincerely for forgiveness, Allah forgives that person. A person who committed sin his whole life, he has become old now. Now he has lost his money is gone, his health is gone, his strength is gone, there is no one for him, and now he turns to Allah. Allah will never say, when you were young, when you had money, when you had strength, you had power, then you didn't come to me, now you come to me. No, whenever, in whatever condition a person turns to Allah sincerely, Allah receives him, so to say, with open arms, and Allah embraces him. May Allah let us all realize the qudrat of Allah, the tolerance of Allah, and make tawbah and turn to Allah sincerely, very quickly. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله.